The steer.
And one of those names supposed to be, you ever hear anybody that's trying to be extra polite, have a special name? What about a little cow?
Would be a calf.
Say you had a cow named Daisy, and she was going to have expecting a calf. You would say that Daisy's going to
drop baby.
And we talked about. You mentioned that your grandfather had mules, I think, and horses. Two mules working together, they'd be
a team.
Same with horses. Anybody ever use oxen around here?
Long time ago, but I've never seen.
And we talked about, you mentioned horses. We talked about those. What about the male horse? What you call him?
It's funny. You hadn't asked me, I told you. I don't know, but the female, we'd call it a mare. I can't even remember right now.
Whatever you stallion.
Stallion, yes.
Anything
I think the stallion was the one that they used for breeding purposes, and the others, there was another name, and I don't know what they called. Gelding or something.
And if you didn't know how to ride, you would say, well, I have never born a horse. I've
ridden a horse.
Or you might say, I'm beginning talking about riding horses. Every morning this week, I bought a horse.
I rode a horse.
Say you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell what? You fell?
Fell off the horse.
Say you were, a child in bed, and he goes to bed at night and wakes up on the floor. In the morning, you'd say he fell.
He fell off the bed.
And the things that go on the horses, those
horseshoes.
Ever play a game?
Oh yes, and got my stakes out there now.
In
four pair.
What did you say you were doing?
Pitching horseshoes. We belonged on a team. My husband and I used to pitch on the team.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Used to go to the state tournaments.
Oh, did you ever win?
Oh yeah, we came so near. We never did win the state championship, but we came pretty close to it. We used to go down to Clearwater quite often.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, we do. A friend of ours was a blacksmith, and he made a special balanced, took my husband's balance somewhere in his hands and made him a special pair of horseshoes just for his balance, for his hands, and he could always just, he and I'd play two and three times a week. We'd get out in the afternoons and play pitch horseshoes.
I haven't done it in a long time. My father's family does it
all. I love to pitch horseshoes. We'd go camping, we'd always take our horseshoes and our stakes with us. Just enjoy it so much.
Yes, ma'am. What would you call the part of the horse's feet that they're attached to?
Oof.
Let's see. If you had more than one, you'd have two. More than one hoof, you'd have two.
Hoofs.
And what about the sheep? Did you have a name for male sheep?
No, I don't remember. That's something I don't know too much about. Sheep or goats or anything like that.
And we talked about hogs. Next thing I want to ask you is about some of the noises that the animals make. Now, say a cow, when it's being weaned, you say the calf does what?
It's bleeding. I think most of the time we say bleeding.
What about a cow during feeding time? What about the noise she would make? You say she
was mooing.
And so the noise that a horse would make.
Neigh.
Anything else you'd ever hear there?
Whinny.
And let's see.
I think the most of the time they say they're neighing when they're eating on or hungry, calling for the food, and they were whinnying when they were calling to their mate or calling another horse or something of this sort. That's the way they just